27.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. Bring up any issue that you want. Literally anything goes here on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. It's a live Saturday night edition. We're kicking off hour number one of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of good stuff on our website, and it's all for free. So visit it, freetalklive.com. Plus, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We've got lots to do tonight, Manwich, and of course, it's our first night back. We took 2 days off this past week. Well, it wasn't really 2 days off.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a day off at all.
Right. We're doing business.
Yeah. This is a pleasure. It's fun to do the show. I do this all the time. But
we actually had to work
going to radio conventions and pressing flesh with all the radio guys out there. All the hey, how you guys doing? The dynamic duo there. Yeah. No.
Yeah. It was fun. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And if you didn't have fun, then you can pay for your own ticket next time. All right, so coming up tonight, we got Guantanamo Bay. Some information has finally sort of seeped out of there. You've got something, Manwich, and I've got an interview with one of the detainees down there. He's actually speaking out about the conditions. And then you have something about a guy that...
Same thing.
...has a different guy...
Yeah, different guy, different interview.
...that has pretty much retracted everything that he told his torturers down
Correct.
There. And we'll talk more about that, but we need to go to the phones first, because this is the show about your calls. So to TSA George in D.C., you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
I thought you guys were dead.
No.
No, messed up.
Don't believe anything our co-hosts say.
Nothing. We're not dead. We're not in jail.
I got to say, though, their shows are pretty good. I was wondering, they ought to get at least one night a week co-host night.
Nope, can't do that. Well, it's a special occasion.
Let me recap, because we have a wider audience on Saturday night, and some people may not know what the joke is. We have co-hosts on the show that help us out from time to time, and since we were out of town at the talk radio seminar with rubbing elbows with Rush Limbaugh and the like, they were here, man in the studio, watching things out for us.
Yes, they were.
And
they did a fine job.
Because they were working for us, They told a bunch of lies. Some of those lies being that...
I was arrested for flashing.
And that I had become someone's woman in prison.
I was eaten by a chihuahua.
Yeah,
all kinds
of silly things. But that's okay.
So what did...
Hey, it was entertaining, though.
That's what it's all about, George. So what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I just discovered you guys have a sort of a competitor. I guess you just started their own radio show.
Well, I have no idea.
Penn Jillette.
Oh, that's old news, man. Where have
really?
You been?
Yeah. Oh, never mind. Hey, I just noticed that. I was like, what the hell is this?
Well, first of all, he's not a competitor, even though
Sort of.
The reason you're saying that is because he has a similar ideology to us. He is a libertarian. He happens to be an atheist, as do I. But he's actually in a different day part, so he's not technically a competitor. He's in the afternoons, and we're in the evenings. So,
get an interview with him. Have you ever tried?
You know what? We're working on that. I've actually talked to his agent. He's just very busy. He's booked up until at least April. So we're talking about maybe doing something this summer. But don't get your hopes up. We this is not a guest based show, so it may never happen. But we'd love it if it did. So is that all, George?
I had a cool dream the other day while you guys were gone. I was gonna sit here for you guys right there. Pretty much did a whole bunch, like 100,000 people storm D.C. to go to the White House, and it was led by Walt.
Walt was taking over, huh?
The most entertaining dream I've ever had in my entire life.
Did he have his pit bulls with him?
Huh?
Did he have his pit bulls?
Oh God, yeah.
Right.
They were like our early warning system right there. Every time you hear a row, row, and some trooper go, right there, that's when we opened fire on the guys trying to sneak
Whoa.
Up.
Whoa, there was opening. There was fire being opened on who?
Like I said, in this dream right there, we took it over, and every time the big government tried to retake the White House, you know, we kept fighting them off right
wow.
there.
And I hope it I hope it never comes to that, George.
Oh, God, I really hope not, too, but it was still kind of entertaining, and I woke up with a sense of patriotism. Well, it was kind of cool.
Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. Have a good night. 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Certainly, there are some people that believe it's going to come to that, man, which they believe it's going to come to some sort of an armed uprising, an armed rebellion in order to reacquire our liberties in this country. They feel like they have gone too far, that it's gone too far down the road of tyranny in this country, and that that's the only way to get them back. I sincerely hope that they are wrong. Simply because I'd rather not shed blood. You know,
Especially mine.
I kind of like the cushy lifestyle that we have here in this country, and I think that I don't think it is going to need to come to that, simply because I think that we can spread the word of liberty in such an amazing fashion that has never been, you know, never been possible before. And of course, what I'm talking about is the internet. I'm talking about getting the word out there about liberty and freedom so fast, so quickly, that the government won't know what to do about it. They don't know how to handle the internet right now. They can barely even get their own computer systems working. Okay, so they certainly can't fight against that. They're not going to be shutting down the internet at any time. If they do shut the internet down, I could definitely see a violent uprising happening as a result of that. People are hooked on their internet. I mean, they were about to have an uprising on their hands over the BlackBerry service.
You know, when you're saying that, I don't know if there's ever going to be a conflict. What the struggle is for the hearts and the minds of the American people.
Right.
We have to bring them information about liberty.
Right.
We have to have them realize that they can, if they can solve their problems much more effectively with a lot less violence than by using the government to solve a problem. As for instance, you and I watched Senator Joseph Biden this morning.
Oh, God, it was disgusting.
And, you know, he was just sure he could solve this foreign policy crisis that we have going. You know, George Bush couldn't handle it, but Senator Joseph Biden, he can do it. He's a Democrat.
Well, of course he can. He's running for office. He can do anything. You can do anything when you're running for office. It's just when you get in there, you figure out that you can't really do anything at all.
And it doesn't matter whether he does anything at all.
Yeah.
All he has to do is take a bunch of money, like big shovelfuls of $100 bills, and feed the military apparatus.
Right.
And it doesn't matter whether the military apparatus does what it's supposed to or not. I mean, there's no comparison when it comes to military. You either support the military or you don't love God and you don't love your country.
Right.
You're a pagan, heathen, un-American hater. If you don't love the military, you know, I think that all those people in the military are great people, and I think we should support them by telling them to get the hell home and stop killing people.
Unfortunately, they don't take orders from us, man.
No, unfortunately, they don't. But they take my money.
Yeah.
They don't mind work. They don't mind, you know.
No problem.
They don't mind that the government takes my money, and I can't not give it to them, otherwise I go to jail. That's not really cool, is it?
Right.
Senator Joseph Biden solving all my problems, though.
You know what really disgusted me, and again, this is something that happened at the talk radio seminar that we were at over the weekend. They actually had this blowhard in there being interviewed in front of everyone. And he got up on stage, and he stood up, and he's such a politician. He got up, and he's, well, you can have two choices. You can, and he's got one hand out. And on this hand, you can sacrifice for your energy or something like that. And then on this hand, you can blah, blah, blah. I don't even remember what it was spewing
essentially
from his mouth.
It was red side, blue side.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. He's like, here's the Republican choice, and here's my choice. No, I choose neither. Okay, you're giving me a Hobson's choice. Your choice, Mr. Biden, is our version of government versus their version of government. And I am in love with neither of them. I want nothing to do with any of it.
Right.
I don't want to be your citizen. I don't want to follow your rules. I never agreed to your little game that you're playing with my money and my lives and my friends' lives. And I'm sick of it. 1-800-259-9231. Are you tired of the choices that you're being given by Republicans and Democrats? Have you figured out yet that these guys are pretty much two wings of the same big government party, and that's what it's all about? Is bigger and bigger government? How do you feel about that? 800-259-9231. We'll tell you about Guantanamo Bay and the torture that is allegedly going on there. Coming up, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday night edition. We're live. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what's
800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Whatever it is that's on your mind goes if you make the call. We are talking about, or we're going to be talking about here, Guantanamo Bay. It has been something that has been mired in secrecy for a long time now, for several years. Not very many people have gotten out of there, have they, Manwich? I think they've released a few people.
They've released some. They claim to pick some back up doing terrorist stuff over in different Middle Eastern countries.
Right.
Then again, you know, maybe who knows whether they would have been terrorists if they hadn't been detained.
And who knows whether their claims are even true. There has not been a trial for these guys.
No.
And it's been rare that any news...
How would they try them, though? They don't have jurisdiction where they pick them up. I mean, they're essentially war criminals.
So they claim.
Some of them were war criminals.
But in a war that hasn't been declared, of course.
In Afghanistan or in Iraq.
Right. So they're not war criminals. How could you be a war criminal in a war that hasn't been declared?
How was someone from Korea or Vietnam considered a war criminal?
I can't. They couldn't have been. Literally. I mean, if you're not fighting a war, and we're not, not technically at least, how could you have war criminals? These are... detainees. They're enemy combatants or whatever they're being labeled.
Well, I hate to call them that because, you know what? If we're going to fight wars, let's go ahead and declare them.
That makes sense to me. I don't know why. Apparently, the reason why that's not happening is because maybe they don't think that they could get them declared. Although it seems to me like this Senate and legislative branch is just going right along with anything the administration wants, so I don't know why it would have been that difficult for them to get a declaration of war. I mean, the Patriot Act just reauthorized it, a vote of 89 to 11 or something like that? I mean, it was overwhelming.
Some landslide.
Yeah. So, well, whatever. Anyway, so we've got Guantanamo, and we've got a bunch of people being held down there. And so news has started to trickle out at this point. The BBC, according to HammerOfTruth.com, the BBC has managed to get an interview with a detainee at Guantanamo Bay through the intercession of his lawyer. His name is Fawzi Al-Oda, and he describes his treatment during a hunger strike. Quote, "First, they took my comfort items away from me. You know, my blanket, my towel, my long pants, and my shoes. I was put in isolation for 10 days. They came in and read out an order. It said, if you refuse to eat...
You will eat.
We will put you on the chair."
Oh, my.
And we talked about this chair before.
Yeah, we did.
This is where they shove tubes down people's throats. Mm. Force-feeding them.
Pretty rough,
yeah.
Shoving of tubes.
Shoving tubes down people's throats that have just been pulled from someone else's throat. No sterilization or anything like that. He told how detainees were given formulas to force them to empty their bowels and were strapped to a metal chair three times per day where a tube was inserted to administer food. Quote,
"Why do they want them to empty their bowels?
I have no idea.
Why would they be empty
torture?
Their bowels? Can one not empty
know.
One's bowels if one doesn't want to?
I don't know.
I've never really considered it an option."
One guy, a Saudi, told me that he had been tortured, he had once been tortured in Saudi Arabia, and that this metal chair treatment was worse than any torture that he had ever endured or could even imagine, according to Mr. Oda. Well, according to Hammer of Truth, we can take comfort in the passage of the McCain Torture Amendment to the Detainee Treatment Act of 2005 to ensure that this kind of treatment won't ever happen again, right? I mean, they passed an anti-torture act because of all this. Well, theoretically, yes, but actually, that's wrong. Another prisoner is challenging his treatment in court under the law and running into some problems. In federal court yesterday, in legal findings, Justice Department lawyers contended that a detainee at Guantanamo Bay cannot use legislation drafted by John McCain to challenge treatment that the detainee's lawyers described as systematic torture. Yes, government lawyers have argued that another portion of that same law, the Detainee Treatment Act of 2005, removes general access to courts, U.S. courts, for all Guantanamo Bay captives. Therefore, they said, Mohammed Bouazir, a Yemeni national held since May 2002, cannot claim protection under the anti-torture provisions. So, in case you didn't understand, the anti-torture legislation specifically has provisions inside it that
For the detainees.
Yes, that bar the existing detainees from utilizing it to help themselves out. So, this is why when the states, totally unrelated, but this is why when the states are all rah-rahing how they're passing anti-eminent domain legislation, that I don't get excited. Just because the politicians are saying, hey, look at us, we're passing laws to protect you, doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything that they're passing something called the Detainee Treatment Act of 2005, or the Anti-Eminent Domain Act of New Hampshire, the Anti-Eminent Domain Act of Georgia, or whatever.
You know, I
it's meaningless.
And people think I'm fringe. People think I'm nuts. But look at this. The politicians that are going to save us all, You know, like they've been given to us by God. They've come down in white robes from the clouds, and they're going to pass laws that are going to save us all, whether it's the ports or the borders or whatever stupid thing you think they can fix. Here they are. They passed a law to prevent the torturing of detainees, and within it, somehow there's a provision that can be construed in some way or another by some other politician or bureaucrat as, in fact, it doesn't have anything to do with torture of detainees.
Right.
Not these detainees that we're torturing. And nobody denies the torture. Nobody's denying it. Nobody's denying the feeding tubes. None of this stuff. But they can't.
Right.
They are shoving feeding tubes roughly down these guys' throats. They do not want them on hunger strikes.
I don't know why not. It's a hunger strike.
Well, they're going to die.
Why would they care?
Well, they don't want it to look like they died in their care, for God's sake.
Rather
them live in some living hell.
I see. That's so bizarre. I don't understand that. Well, let me continue here. In court filings,
how can anybody defend this? I mean,
if you can defend this kind of stuff, if you can defend the way they're treating people in Guantanamo Bay, we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. We're not like those other shows where you're just going to get hung up on. Honestly, I want to hear how you feel about this.
Right. We'll give you all the rope you need.
1-800-259-9231. But here's more, Manwich. In court filings, the Justice Department lawyers argued that language in the law written by whoever gives Guantanamo Bay detainees access to the courts only to appeal their enemy combatant status determinations and their convictions by military commissions. So that's it. That's all they get to do, is to appeal their enemy combatant status determination and convictions by military commissions. Quote, "Unfortunately, I think the government's right. It's a correct reading of the law," said a Washington advocacy director for Human Rights Watch. Quote, "The law says you can't torture detainees at Guantanamo." Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
But it also says you can't enforce that law in the courts. So, it says one thing, and then it just simply recants that.
Mm. Nice. Law's got teeth then, huh?
Oh, and by the way, here's the final question. Here's a couple questions from the interview with this detainee down there, Mr. Aloda. Question, before all this happened, what was your view of America? Answer, I loved America. It freed my country from Saddam Hussein. My father fought with the Americans against Saddam. I respected America. It stood for human rights and fairness around the world. America was the country we all looked up to. Question, what's your view now? Answer, it's abandoned all of its own traditions and beliefs, which were the cause of my respect for it. As someone who lived in the U.S., I cannot believe the American people know what is happening down here. This is wrong.
I think I agree with him.
800-259-9231.
Does that make me a terrorist?
Can you defend Guantanamo Bay? 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
For listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves and literally bring up anything, whatever issue is on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Man Witch.
Live Saturday night edition of the show, You Take Control of the Airwaves. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can visit the bulletin board system. We've got over 85,000 posts for you to surf around through there, and actually make that over 89,000 posts. And over 1,200 people are interacting. It's a lot of fun. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all, and you can post and interact with our listener community at the bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go to the phones. To the fun, to Carl, listening on KSAC out in Sacramento. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, Carl.
I'm calling to defend the treatment of those prisoners because what I've heard is the prisoners there at Guantanamo Bay are they're usually like the worst of the worst. And if you had children, let's say you have children in a building in San Francisco somewhere, and one of these guys had the information that they were going to blow that building up, would you not yourself say, well, you know, would I rather have them torture these guys and get the info and save maybe hundreds of lives?
Wait a second. Who's they? Who's they? Whose children?
These terrorists and the Muslim terrorists.
Okay, the terrorists.
Your children. They're going to blow your children.
The terrorists have
up.
My children?
No, they're going to blow them up in a building.
The terrorists don't have my children.
Just like they did. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry.
Did in New York.
No, he's saying, what if they... He's saying they...
Okay. And I want to talk to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure it out. Now, where are the terrorists? Where are the children? And how do I get to control who gets tortured?
Okay. Do you have any children?
No, I do not have any children. I do have a big fat cat.
Okay, well, that fat cat's in a building in San Francisco, and you love that cat.
I do.
And these guys at Guantanamo Bay are the worst of the worst guys, and I know that.
Okay,
if
you
they
know that.
Take these guys, and they, you had, you know, if you had the wherewithal to be able to say, yeah, torture these guys and get the information that we need to know to stop the killing of maybe hundreds of people in a building in San Francisco.
Now, the guys
information
in,
of one of these guys.
Now the guys in Guantanamo are. I'm still trying to. Guys in Guantanamo have been there for days, weeks, months. Some
years.
Of them have been there for years.
I know they have.
Now,
they're the worst guys. What are they supposed
to
do?
Yes, they are. And we've got a lot of really bad guys in prison in the United States.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. I don't understand. Why do you think they're the worst guys? Who told you that?
Well, that I have heard. That the worst of the worst.
Heard from where?
We're taking.
Who told you that?
To Guantanamo Bay.
Who told
That's what
you?
I've heard of the news and everything else.
The news told you.
I wish that they got a little more trial than the news.
Wait. Now,
well,
do you believe everything you hear? What, hold on now.
Where else can you get the information but the
Carl,
news?
Carl,
what
do you
read and what you hear?
Do you believe everything you hear? Do you believe everything the government tells you?
No, I don't.
Hold on a second. Now, man, which maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think I heard that a lot of these guys in Guantanamo were pretty much just picked up over in Afghanistan and just picked up for whatever reason and thrown into the camps.
I heard
they
that
weren't necessarily
in the news
doing anything.
I don't believe that.
I see. So you just you select what you want to believe, right, Carl? You just believe whatever you want.
No, Well, how about you? What makes you believe that? Where do you have the info to tell me that these guys are just walking down the street? It's not true, and you know.
All I've got is a list of rules called, like, the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, and my understanding of what people's rights are. And you can't put somebody in jail without giving them a trial, Carl.
Hey, buddy, listen to me. Those aren't American citizens. These are people.
Whoa! Are you that much better than them, Carl? Who made you better? What are they, just monkeys or something that you can do anything you want with them?
Listen to me, man. Listen.
I'm listening.
They do not have the Bill of Rights, okay?
Carl, wait. Do you understand what the Bill of Rights is?
Oh, absolutely.
Please, can you tell me what it is?
Absolutely. There are a set of rights given. This is in America, okay? For all people who live in America, not for our enemy. They don't have our Bill of Rights. They don't have a right to a trial by jury.
Okay, you don't seem to understand what the Bill of Rights are, Carl, so let me explain it to you here. It's very simple. Our government was created by people that understood that the government can get out of control and do things like lock people up for no reason whatsoever. So therefore, they created the Bill of Rights, not to grant you rights, but to simply outline the rights that already exist. Everybody, by virtue of being a human being, a person, an individual, has
endowed by their creator.
And the purpose of the Bill of Rights is to show that our government actually respects those rights. And wait a minute, you're claiming they're enemies based on the fact that our government claims they're enemies. Do you always trust the government?
Who do you think they are?
I think they're people.
A bunch of nice guys.
Excuse me, sir. I think they're people that have been picked up. Carl, put them on hold. I think they're people that were picked up by our government and thrown into a camp. I don't know anything else. There hasn't been a public trial. Manwich, can you pull up the Fifth and Sixth Amendments, please? Because in there, there's some information about all of the wonderful things that we're guaranteed in this country. The rules that our government is supposed to follow, and I don't care what country you're from, and I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care who your mom or who your dad was, you're supposed to have the right to a trial, a right to a public and a speedy trial. You're supposed to have the right to face your accusers. These people haven't had any of that. Carl, how can you defend that?
I can. Am I on now still or no? All I can say is if you had the information, if any of these guys, okay, you say they've been there for years, but how do you know they're not transporting new guys into there?
You didn't even answer my question. You've asked me plenty of questions, Carl. How can you justify not allowing someone to have a public trial? How can you justify not giving them the same freedom, the same rights that everybody else gets?
Well, that's not everybody else, buddy. That's everybody else in America. That's not the other. Do you know how it was like in Afghanistan as they shot women for wearing nail polish?
When you make claims, sir, when you make claims about somebody's behavior, you're supposed to back them up. You're supposed to prove it. Nothing has been proven, Carl. Nothing has been proven.
I saw him shoot a woman right in the head.
So emotional.
I saw it on TV. I saw it.
Who?
I wasn't there, but neither were you. You know what I mean?
You know, I've seen a lot of people get shot on TV.
Yeah, well,
as a matter of fact, on television, just I think it was about 3 weeks ago, I saw a cop shoot a guy who was in the Air Force, an Air Force MP, but he didn't have his uniform
on. Three times.
As he was getting up, he capped him three freaking times.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you think that cop's going to go to jail?
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
He's not.
Not all of them, but we'll see.
Does the cop deserve
a trial?
Only
one guy who shot him.
Doesn't he deserve a trial, though, that cop? Even though it was on camera.
He does deserve a trial.
Yeah, even though we have solid evidence.
The Taliban and the Afghanistan fighters that were fighting us.
Hold on
really
a second, Carl. You don't get it, man. You don't get it. These guys aren't Taliban. They're dudes that were picked up off the streets of Afghanistan. They probably had family members. Some of them might be bad, but we don't know because no one's proven anything.
Hey, listen,
no one's proven anything.
I agree they should get a trial, but not in our country. They should have a military trial. Because it's a military situation. You know that's true?
Well, I don't know it's true. It really bothers me. It really, really bothers me. Now, I like the fact that you succeeded that point. I dig that. But it bothers me that we haven't declared war. Like, there's a set of rules in force.
Well, actually, Congress did declare war.
No, sir. It did not.
They have not declared war since World War II. Sorry, buddy.
They did release the president to move the military around. They gave them sort of the endorsement for that, but that's not war.
Carl, we have a Constitution and a Bill of Rights for a reason. I suggest you review them. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. We were serious. We gave that guy the entire segment, and there's more of you on hold. You want to defend Guantanamo, we're going to be fair with you. We're going to give you time to explain yourself. Because really, I want to understand why you just think the Bill of Rights should be thrown out. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Live Saturday night edition. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Any issue that's on your mind. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. Yes, women do listen to talk radio. And specifically Free Talk Live, and that's the point.
Yeah, who cares if they listen to talk radio? Just as long as they listen to Free Talk
Live. That's all that's important. And the Shrine of Female Listeners is dedicated to the ladies that listen to this show, the ones that have taken the time to send us their validated photo. In their photo, they're proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. So visit the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Dozens of them.
Yeah, dozens and dozens at freetalklive.com. The phones are blowing up here. We're going to your calls. We're talking about torture. Talking about Guantanamo Bay and how it doesn't quite jive with that pesky Bill of Rights. Not that our government cares a wink about the Bill of Rights. Did you pull up the Fifth and Sixth Amendments, man?
Got them right here.
Okay, let's just do a quick review here before we continue on, because there are a lot of people on hold, and we'll just give them a quick little lesson on what the Fifth and Sixth Amendments actually say.
Fifth Amendment, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces, or in militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense twice to be put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall they be compelled in any criminal case to be witness against oneself, nor be... So shoot, I just lost it.
Well, next time pull it up on your computer because it'll make it a lot easier for you. You're using your Palm Pilot.
Yes, I am.
But that's nice that you have your Constitution in the Palm Pilot.
Nor can it be can private property be taken for public use without just compensation. In the sixth one, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial. Yep. By an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously asserted by law, and to be informed of the nature and the cause of the accusation.
None of that has happened to anybody in Guantanamo Bay.
It does sort of. It sort of says that they should get a military trial, in the Fifth Amendment there. But they haven't gotten anything. Like nothing.
They haven't even been accused of anything. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Charles in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm a little surprised you just read the answer to your query to the gentleman before. It's very clear, and the courts have always held that in a military action, that's entirely separate from any kind of a criminal action.
Uh-huh.
And what the Constitution guarantees us, and as you just read, is rights in a criminal action. Now, mm-hmm. these guys are involved in an act of war against the United States. It's pretty absurd, and it just shows your ignorance. You would think that our military would actually just pick
act
people off the street. We happen to be at war with Iraq, and we were at war with Afghanistan.
No, we're not. You really don't understand that.
What I don't understand
is how you can think we're at war when we're clearly not at war. There's not that declaration of war.
I don't know. We've got thousands of people in the military over there fighting and dying. That's not
illegally,
war.
Sir. Illegally.
Yeah, illegally. Yeah, you
does
guys
the Constitution mean nothing to you? Does it mean nothing to you? Bye-bye. He hung up. 800-259-9231. Apparently, the Constitution's moronic, in his opinion. He called us morons for supporting the Constitution that says that there needs to be a declaration of war if you're going to have a war. Now, if you want to have a war, declare it. Why is that so outrageous? Why is that so moronic? That's what our founding fathers thought. Are they a bunch of morons, too?
I don't know. It frustrates me. Is all I can say is I don't want to be involved in a war, and I don't want my tax dollars going for a war. Can I withdraw my tax dollars?
By the way, I don't care if it's George Bush or Billy Clinton. I don't care who the president is. That is not an issue. The issue is none of them since the 1940s have declared war. They just haven't bothered. Apparently, it's too difficult for them. And in that case, they are violating the Constitution. Not that anyone's ever going to hold their feet to the flames. Nobody cares what us talk show hosts think. So
what bothers me is that there's going to be, say, $2 trillion is what some economists have said this war is going to cost, and we're not paying for it now. We've got tax cuts going into place.
We're probably still paying for Korea. We're
probably still paying for the Spanish-American war.
We are, for sure. As a matter of fact.
So. Why is it? What gives us the right to spend our grandchildren's money? I mean, isn't that stealing?
Al-Qaeda.
I mean,
Al-Qaeda.
If I have an adult child and I walk into their house and I take out their television set or I take money out of their wallet, am I not stealing?
Well, yes, but it's okay if it's for war, man. Which, see, conservatives are only fiscally conservative when it comes to other issues, or so they claim. They still just spend money like crazy. But when it comes to war, open season.
Yeah. It's okay as long as you're killing people.
Let's talk to Johnny in Missouri, listening on KLID. Johnny, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Yes, sir. I'm going to kind of go slow, and you are a little bit wrong, so is Carl. Could I just start off and tell you something about law?
Sure.
The Constitution has the Bill of Rights.
Yes.
And that does basically apply, really, and originally applied to white folks that lived in the United States, had nothing to do with anybody else. And it was used, and what we wanted to do was use it originally as a model for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But almost all the other white European civilized countries and some of the Oriental ones like Japan that followed our lead went by more things that were variations of the Code Napoleon. Now, we have actually have two laws that are important in the United States.
I don't want to interrupt. I just have a question for clarification.
Well, there's no point in asking it now, man. What's your question?
About the bill. You said the Bill of Rights came from the Code Napoleon?
No. The Bill of Rights is a separate deal, just basic to our Constitution.
Johnny, I want to learn more. Can you hang on? Because I want to learn more from you, okay? Hang on. 800-259-9231. Got to give you a fair shake here. It's only been a few seconds. 800-259-9231. One thing's for sure, we play fair here on Free Talk Live. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. It's the live Saturday night edition. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you should support our show. You can shop through us. We got a little partnership going with Amazon.com, the largest retailer on the internet. If you enter through our website, we'll get credit for everything you buy. Go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. We also have some banners on our website you can enter that way. And a percentage of everything that you purchase goes to Free Talk Live. And if you can imagine a department store category, they carry it at Amazon.com. Doesn't matter if it's sporting goods, DVDs, electronics, baby stuff, clothing. It's all there, Amazon.com. But if you enter through Free Talk Live site, Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, talking about Guantanamo Bay, talking about detainees and torture and all that, and And I just think that the Constitution is kind of important. I think the Bill of Rights are essential. I mean, these are the sets of rules that were created to run this government. And people are calling in to defend Guantanamo Bay. And we want to give you a fair shake. Let's go back to the phone. Let's go back to Johnny in Missouri. Johnny, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Mailich.
Hello?
Hey, Johnny. So please get back into what you were explaining to us.
Yes. Under our civil constitution, our Bill of Rights and our constitution as a whole is based on Greco-Roman law, mm-hmm. Anglo-Saxon English common law, philosophy, and biblical.
Okay.
All the other European-based bills usually have some form of the Code Napoleon, which was basically developed by Napoleon during his imperial days. Well, anyway, all that aside is that I agree with Carl, the guy we was talking to a few minutes ago. These people have no rights under our Bill of Rights, but they are still entitled to rights under Anglo-Saxon English common law.
Okay.
Because we have that's our two basic laws we have in this country, rules of law that we follow.
So should they be able to face their accusers? Should they be able to have public trials?
Okay. Now, we can go to now on those now, since they're being held by the military, our military should follow its own laws, which is called the United Military Judicial Code or something of
but
that nature.
But shouldn't we follow our laws first and declare war?
Well, no, that's a little bit different subject, but I would have to agree with you. But here's what it happened. Since about 1861, we ain't never followed nothing our Constitution said. Whoever gets in power does what he wants.
No, you're right, and you and I agree completely on that.
Let me explain to you about torture just real quick. Because we're running short on time.
Yeah, you have to do it quick.
Arbitrary is illegal and in the end stupid. Torture is under that deal. Do you know when people torture that all they do just create more hatred, more problems?
Of course.
Torture will almost never get you good information because if you take and you start tying to
you're
my gonads
right.
electric cords, I'm going to tell you that the aliens came down and ran off with Andrews.
In fact, the phones blew up so fast we didn't have a chance to get to it. But, man, you actually have an article about one guy in Guantanamo, one of the big scary guys down there. He was tortured so much, he told them exactly what they wanted to hear, and now he's recanting all of it. Now he's coming out and saying, look.
The thing is, I listen to a lot of international shortwave and stuff like this, and more people are noticing it. This has become a race deal. You know, what if that's happened to Denmark? Denmark has now drug in, unintentionally, Finland, Sweden, Norway, Iceland, as part of the blonde, blue-eyed devils. And look at all the pornography. Look at all the pornography that goes out.
So
it's almost all white women, and it's making us look like,
Johnny,
it's making us targets. It's making everybody targets.
Thank you for the call, and I agree with you that we are out of line. The Constitution has been ignored for decades. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. And only the United States people can hold the government to the Constitution. But we don't even know anything about it. Earlier this week, there were statistics that showed that 1 in 4 Americans couldn't name one of the freedoms granted in the First Amendment. We're coming back. Hour 2 on the way.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.